Next patient is Max Bates. Max, M-A-X, Bates is B-A-T-E-S, Bates. B as in boy, B-A-T-E-S. Max is M as in Mary. Date of birth is 2/17/1944. Please make a copy for Dr. George Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, Erringer, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Max Bates for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has been experiencing cough, shortness of breath, and chest tightness over the past 3 to 4 weeks. Went to the emergency room on 9/24. The patient had a chest x-ray which showed mild vascular congestion, and the patient also had a CT angio of the chest which showed no pulmonary embolism but mild interlobular septal thickening, suggesting interstitial edema and tiny pleural effusions. The patient also had a D-dimer, which was abnormal, and the respiratory viral titers were all negative. He was placed on diuretic therapy, and the patient had an echocardiogram this past week and was seen by the cardiologist and has been placed on Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, which apparently caused increasing shortness of breath. The patient denies significant leg swelling, denies chest pains. He is orthopneic and has no fever, chills, or hemoptysis, and denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for aortic valve replacement more than 5 years ago. He also has a history of hypertension for more than 5 years, but denies history of chronic lung disease. He had aortic valve stenosis and hypolipidemia. He also had cataract surgery with implants and left ear surgery remotely, and has hearing loss. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, habits, the patient denies smoking, does not drink alcohol. He works as a heavy equipment operator. Next paragraph. Family history, mother died of old age, as well as his father. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss. He has cataracts, no glaucoma. He has no vertigo, but has urinary frequency, and he has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no diarrhea, constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains or palpitations. And he has no anxiety, no depression, and denies joint pains and muscle stiffness, denies seizures, headaches, and numbness of the extremities, and denies memory loss, denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, medalist included Lyse 620 milligrams daily, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, and one aspirin. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 150 over 70, pulse 62, respirations 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 146, saturation 96. HEAT anomphalic, pupils reactive, sclerotic injected, throat is mild injected. Ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And there are few crackles at lung bases. Heart, the arrhythmias irregular, aspirin on S2, with a systolic ejection, murmur at the apex. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves. Grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one, chronic dyspnea with pulmonary edema. Number two, history of aortic valve replacement. Number three, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan, the patient was advised to continue with Lyse 620 milligrams daily. Lyse 620 milligrams twice daily. And advised to use Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs as needed. And a complete pulmonary function study to be done at the bedside. Copy of his recent labs will be requested. And the patient's CTA of the chest was reviewed, which shows extensive calcification of the mitral valve and also, and no acute abnormality in the lungs. Follow-up was suggested. Next paragraph. Impression, chronic dyspnea with pulmonary edema. Number two, history of aortic valve replacement. Number three, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, the patient will also get a complete pulmonary function study. Continue with Lyse 640 milligrams daily and Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs PRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in 3 weeks, at which time I make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. George Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, Erringer George. Thank you.